You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Pink's is going blue. Even the historic hot dog stand is going to be celebrating the Dodgers' run in the World Series. Have you ever been to Pink's Hot Dog?
I have not. I've only heard about it.
I've been there once. Good. But I really like what they're doing here. They are going to bring back a fan favorite called the Blues Dog. Check this out, okay? Bacon, chili, and cheese loaded hot dog for a special price of $8.22, symbolizing the 8 Dodgers World Series titles out of the 22 appearances. And all of the profits from the Blues Dog will go to the LA Dodgers Foundation with a minimum contribution of $2,500.
Wonderful.
Isn't that amazing?
That's really, and that sounds like a good hot dog at a very fair price.
It's cheaper than a Dodger dog.
I don't like the name of it.
Blues Dog?
The Blues, yeah. Oh, Blues. I thought you just said Blue Dog. Makes me think like that. Been in the fridge too long, growing hair.
No,
yucky.
The Blues Dog.
That's cool to see other businesses and companies kind of take part in, you know, rallying around the Dodgers and kind of doing color stuff. And I thought, wouldn't it be cool? I don't know. I mean, we could see Mount Rubidoux from here. What if we there's like a light there? What if we switch it out to be a blue light?
I don't know if there is a light. Looking right now, because it's dark, I would think we would see the cross.
You think it'd be lit up?
Lit up if we could see it.
Okay.
I mean, I'm still happy with our Dodger hike that we're going to do tomorrow. We are going to bring some blue to Mount Rubidoux.
Even though there won't be a blue light special up there waiting for us. We will have, our Dodger hike. You can join us tomorrow. Mm-hmm. We're going to be meeting at the base of Mount Rubidoux, 9 a.m.
Yes.
Be there sharp.
Wear your blue gear. We are going to hike all the way to the top, up to the cross, with our Dodgers flag that I am going to get today because I thought I had one at the house and I do not. So I will grab one today. We're going to just celebrate the Dodgers tomorrow, game one of the World Series.
Like tomorrow, I will make my decision of who I'm going to root for in the World Series.
You know what? I don't even want you to be a Dodgers fan.
What?
Yeah. No.
What?
You're always on the fence.
Oh.
We're going to fight.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Halloween a week and a day away. And I can tell you, in my house, the kids are already excited.
Oh, yeah.
It is going to be a big night, especially because it's a Friday night. But there was a decision that was made this year when it came to the costume. And Carter had a little bit of a turning point.
It's time for Carter's question of the day.
I guess it's Carter for Carter's question. What are you gonna be for Halloween?
I am gonna go comfy and probably wear my skeleton onesie. What are? Oh gosh.
Ghostface.
Do you even know what movie Ghostface is from?
No, but it's in Fortnite.
That's why you want to be Ghostface?
No, I want to be something scary this year.
Ghostface because it's in Fortnite, not the iconic Scream movie.
I was wondering where he would have seen that from because you said he had never seen the film before.
No.
And it's in Fortnite. And I'll tell you what, if you're in Fortnite, your stock is rising because I've seen so many other, whether it be artists or movie characters, mm-hmm. they get reintroduced to this young demographic and boom, popular again.
Somebody called last week and said, oh, my son and my daughter are both going to be Ghostface. And I had asked her, have your kids seen the movie? Nope. Where? So now it makes sense. And this is actually, Ghostface is the most popular costume this year for boys. Thank you, Fortnite.
They've got to put us on Fortnite. We could use the help.
Definitely. Have you picked out a costume yet?
I have.
Oh. Are you going to share so it?
It's good. Yeah. You want me to tell you now?
Yeah.
I'm going to be that, you know, the Ben Affleck meme where he just looks annoyed. He's like looking up at the sky and he's holding a cigarette. I mean, because all he's doing is wearing he has a blue sweater on and black pants, and I just got to bum a cig off of somebody outside.
You are going to nail
that's
that.
That's such an easy one.
All right, what are you going to dress up for or as for Halloween? That is Carter's question. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Ben on K-Frog. Next Friday for Halloween, expect to see a lot of ghost faces because that is going to be the most popular costume this year for boys. That's what Carter's going to be despite never seeing the movie Scream.
But kids know of the character now because he has popped up in Fortnite.
Which is crazy. 909 said, yes, it's going to be very popular this year. My niece is going to be the bedazzled ghost face. Apparently, this is the huge trend this year. Which is just crazy to me.
Wait, bedazzled ghost face sounds kind of cool.
You would want the sparkly
ghost
face.
I'm not saying I want it. I think that's a fun costume.
Good morning, K-Frog. What are you going to be for Halloween?
Michael Myers/Army Guy.
Michael Myers slash Army Guy. So are you doing like the mask, but you're wearing like camo?
Yes.
Where did the inspiration for this costume come from?
My dad.
Have you ever seen the movie Halloween?
No.
No? How old are you?
9.
I bet you are going to look amazing.
Thank you.
Have a happy Halloween, okay?
You too.
Cindy in Riverside, what is your Halloween costume this year?
So my husband and I are going to a Halloween party / wedding ceremony for our son and new daughter-in-law. And we are going as Mother Nature and Father Time.
Cute. That is super cute. What are the bride and groom dressing up as?
I can't say.
Is it going to be Frankenstein and the Bride of Frankenstein? Because that would be epic.
Well, they already did that one, but it's going to be good. So...
Allison and Emma in Anaheim, what are you going to dress up as?
My sister Emma.
Hello, I'm going to be a Teletubby.
A Teletubby? Which one?
I'm going to be the red Teletubby.
Why a Teletubby?
Because I wanted to have a group costume, but nobody wanted to be with me. So I was like, I like Teletubby, so I'm going to just be the red Teletubby.
I like it. You do you, boo.
Yeah, and I'm going to be a clown, and I'm going to do makeup. Well, my friend did it for me because I'm not good at it.
Are you going to be like a real clown, or are you going to be a scary clown?
I'm going to be a scary clown.
That was a trick question. All clowns are scary.
Yeah, I'm going to go to your house and scare you.
No!
Oh, yeah, you know it, girl.
I like those kids.
Easy.
Okay, I get you. Text from the 909. This blew my mind. You didn't know who this was. She's going to be Spinelli from Recess. You don't remember the cartoon Recess?
I have no idea what that is.
You weren't waking up Saturday mornings, turning on the TV, laying in bed, watching Recess?
No. When was this? Like 2000s?
Let's see. I was probably like third grade, so that's what, probably like around 10. You were...
I am not that much older than you.
You are older.
I'm only 5 years older. All right. What are you going to be for Halloween? That's Carter's question. What are you guys dressing up as for Halloween?
The knight from this game called Hollow Knight.
Nice. Describe it to us. What does the costume look like?
Has this mask with a black cloak and this dark skin suit.
Are you wearing armor?
No, but it does have this sword.
Nice. Skin suit and a sword. Mom, what are you going to dress up as?
I'm nothing. I'm just going to go take them trick-or-treating.
Come on. There's skin suits to go around.
I'm not much of a, getting dressed up for Halloween.
You don't want to walk around trick-or-treating with a sword, though?
No. Not really.
Can I tell you that is one of my fears is on Halloween, somebody's going to have a real weapon and I'm going to end up on an episode of CSI.
I thought you were going to say your fear was walking around and not having your sword.
It is Carter's question. He wants to know, what are you going to be for Halloween? Nico, what's your costume?
I'm going to be the Ducks mascot.
Wild Wing?
Yes.
Nice. Are you a big Ducks fan?
Uh-huh.
I love that. Kelly's, she does too. She's being real quiet.
Nico, I think you'd be better as a lion. Bailey, go Kings, go. It would be an adorable costume. Paige, what are you going to dress up as for Halloween?
Police girl.
Ooh, I like it.
Nice.
I have a little brother.
What's he going to be?
I don't know yet.
Is he going to be a criminal so you can throw him in jail?
Wait, he's a firefighter.
Aw, you guys had a house of heroes.
Have a good day.
Cynthia in San Bernardino, what are you going to dress up as?
Okay, we're all dressing up as Inside Out.
Oh, all the different characters. What's your emotion?
Yes, fear.
Are you the most fearful of your group?
Probably, yeah.
I would be anxiety.
My youngest is going to be that.
Anthony, what would your emotion be? Yeah. Don't say joy.
No, I'd be the little red guy.
Oh, anger.
Anger. Yes. Not because I'm an angry person, just because I'm kind of short.
Anger, yeah. You would be a good one, Anthony. I like that, yes.
Especially when your rosacea flares up. Everybody is feeling spooky season when it comes to Halloween costumes, because this is Carter's question.
I guess it's Carter's first question. What are you going to be for Halloween?
This kid is dressing up as Ghostface from the movie Scream, which he has never seen. Come to find out, it's from Fortnite.
Well, he's never seen the movie. He's seen the character because it's been introduced in the video game now.
But the actual origin of it, he has no idea where it came from.
Yeah, they just think it's a funny looking, or maybe not funny. Does he think it's funny or scary?
Scary. That was the one thing this year. He says, I want to be something scary.
Okay, that'll do it.
You want to be scary? Let's watch the movie. I do love the creativity that's coming in, though. 909 says, my friend and I are both going through divorces, so we're going to dress up as Marianne and Wanda. Earl won't make it. Do you remember that Dixie Chick song?
That's right, yeah. Another text from the 909 says, my daughter's soccer BFF is a Yeti monster, so my daughter is going to be a Yeti ice chest, and I'm going to be the soccer mom with a full Yeti.
I love that.
I forgot to tell you, I saw a costume where they dressed up as a Stanley, and I don't remember what the other person was.
The wife. That's the one
that's
I
right.
saw.
Yeah. Yeah. So I would be the Stanley Cup if it were you and me.
No, it wouldn't. I would be the one to be the cup because you will carry a Stanley more than I do.
Dang it.
All right, Noelle, what is your Halloween costume going to be?
I'll dress up as a Ghostface, but the knife, it has like fake blood inside.
Oh, do you have the one that has the pump so it like spreads on the face?
Yeah.
My son wanted that one, and I was like, for an extra $20, we're good.
Yeah, our second year in a row for Ghostface, actually.
Hey, at least you're getting your money's worth. Noelle, have you seen the movie Scream?
No, but I want to.
Do you like Ghostface because of Fortnite?
Yeah.
This is a topic for a different day, but when is the right age to watch a horror movie like that? I wouldn't let Carter watch Scream at 10.
I'm 35. I still don't think I'm there.
Fiona, what is your Halloween costume going to be?
Rumi from K-Pop Demon Hunters.
Okay, that's like the most popular costume for girls this year. That's the show on Netflix, right?
It's actually a movie.
It's a movie. Okay, what does Rumi look like? What's your costume entail?
So she has like a long like purple braid, and apparently they're actually hunters. Her weapon is a sword.
I like a purple wig and a sword. Yep. Anthony wants to dress up as Rumi. No,
I would just like to borrow the sword when you're done with it, please.
We didn't get a sword.
you didn't get the sword. That's the coolest part of the costume.
I know, but we did it from when she was actually on stage, not when she was currently fighting demons, singing, and dancing.
I am so lost on this costume, but I bet you are going to look adorable.
Yay!
Does it feel like when we talk to the kids, it sounds like a different language?
Yeah, we're officially the old people.
I'm so out of the loop, having no idea what anyone's dressing up as for
Halloween.
Come
sit on my lap and explain it to me.
Other than everyone carrying a sword this year, no idea what's going on.
Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog.
Tomorrow's the day. Game one of the World Series. My Dodgers taking on the Blue Jays. We're going to start the day off with a hike at Mount Rubidoux where you can join us 9 a.m. We are going to meet up at the base of Mount Rubidoux. We are taking the Dodger flag all the way to the top.
K-Frog.
Can I tell you, I'm a little heartbroken right now, and this has been on my mind for a couple hours, because we had talked about this earlier, and
right?
I told you, Kel, I'm actually on the fence with who I'm rooting for. Mm-hmm. Jays, Dodgers, I don't know. And see, you've been giving me this attitude ever since the World Series has been set, where I was like, Kel, I might be a Dodger fan for this thing.
I'm not a fan of bandwagon fans.
And you have done nothing but push me away, which has led me to do one major thing.
What's that?
I am going to apply for Canadian citizenship for the I'm not kidding. Dual citizenship for the week of the World Series and become a diehard Blue Jays fan.
Fool, you don't even have your real ID and you're going to get dual citizenship?
I don't. I got it's on my to-do list still. But yes, I'm going to become a dual citizen and you have done this. You are the reason why. So it is all Canada from here on out.
Okay.
Do you not believe me?
No, I don't.
Look, I just made a phone call.
Thank you for contacting the office of Mayor Olivia Chow.
You are kidding me.
If you require immediate assistance from the City of Toronto regarding services such as waste collection, snow removal, road safety, or other municipal services, press 1 to speak with a 311 customer service representative.
Nope.
For assistance regarding Toronto community housing, press 2 to order a proclamation, letter of greeting, or congratulatory letter signed by the mayor. Press 3.
It'd be 3,
for
right?
Our email or mailing address.
I would go with 1, trash services.
You're so mean.
Or online at www.toronto.ca/mayor.
Okay, well, I am going to write an email.
Oh, yeah?
I certainly am. I'm going to talk about all the things I love, like Avril Lavigne and their syrup and Ryan Reynolds. And
your bacon is the best.
Everything is wonderful about Canada. Please let me become a Canadian citizen.
Are you seriously going to do this?
I'm not kidding, Kel. I was on the fence about being on Team Dodgers for the World Series.
Okay.
And you throw Tude my way. So what do? I go as far north as I can to Canada.
I'm happy for you.
You have to finish every sentence with A, or else I don't understand.
Please tell me this isn't one of those situations where you're like, I have a friend, but you're really talking about yourself.
No, this is straight up a friend. This is okay. Not a fabricated story whatsoever.
Good. No, I was worried about you and Tori.
No, we're good.
Okay.
I know, I screw up a lot, but nothing... Nothing too bad. No, I actually have a buddy who's going through it right now. He had told me that he and his wife are going to be getting a divorce.
Ugh.
Which is news you never want to hear from your friends. And I've been, you know, I got the call and I'm like, you know, hey, if you ever need a shoulder to lean on or hear, like, you know, go ahead and talk to me. And in that moment, I'm like, what do I say? Mm-hmm. Other than, I'm so sorry, I'm here for you kind of thing.
Right.
Because I want to say more than that, but I also don't want to say the wrong thing.
Well, and I'm going to assume you know these people pretty well. You probably don't want to overstep either, say something that's going to end up offending him or the soon-to-be ex-wife because mm-hmm. you don't know the terms that they're on. Yeah, it's one of those, like, here for you. Like, what do you need?
Yeah, I'm not, like, trying to play therapist, and right. I don't want to say the wrong thing, and all of a sudden I'm just making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I've texted him I've been keeping in touch every day just right. to, instead of just being like, oh yeah, I'm here for you, whatever. And then all of a sudden you don't hear from them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still checking in. I'm still, you know, calling, making sure he's hanging in there.
Are you just sending like the, hey, how's your day going text or?
Yeah, pretty much. Just kind of let him take a bulk of the conversation and just let me be the ear just so he can vent. And then, I mean, you know, with guys, it's really hard to get guys to open up and
yeah,
really
you guys don't like your emotions
talk
much
about feelings. So I don't know. I guess I just need some help in trying to figure out the angle to take other than just saying the same thing over and
right.
over. What's another way to be there for him? He doesn't live here, lives far away, so we can only chat via phone. So okay. It's not like I could just go and hang out.
Yeah.
But what can I say? What can I do, if anything?
Okay. Have you been in this situation with your friend that was going through a divorce? Or have you been in a divorce and you can give Anthony some advice of, this is what I really needed during that time? Being a friend, it's so easy to do all the fun stuff. Like, yeah, let's go party. But being there when they truly need it the most, like a friend going through a divorce, I can see where you're feeling a little conflicted on how do I help without overstepping my boundaries?
Yeah, I got a buddy who broke the news to me that he and his wife are going to be splitting ways. And it's just so sad to see that, and especially because they have little ones too.
Oh.
And it just kind of breaks your heart seeing it. And you just hope that they can try to figure it out. But marriage is hard.
It is. It's a full-time job.
It's sacrifice and communication. And sometimes that just kind of gets lost. So, yeah, he had called me and told me the news. And the only thing I could figure out to say was, I'm sorry, and I'm here if you need me. Because I don't want to say the wrong thing.
But then you also are like, sound so generic. I sound like, you know, the typical, like, I'm here for you type thing. 714 text in said, I went through this about 12 years ago. I leaned on a lot of friends. Most of the time, if I had a bad day, we'd go out, we'd have a beer, we'd end up having coffee. It was more of a distraction. We never really talked about the divorce. So maybe just being that distraction of, hey, did you see the game tonight? Chargers are playing, you know, something like that.
That's a great piece of advice instead of calling and knowing that you're going to talk about the split. That's brilliant. Here's one from the 310 that says, my number one rule slash advice would be to not say anything negative about a spouse. You never know. Mm. They may reconcile and work it out. And I thought, ooh.
True.
There were times I wanted to, but I kind of bit my tongue and didn't.
Well, especially if you know why the split happened and if there was something a little shady that happened. Yeah. Sierra, do you have some advice for what Anthony should do to help his friend going through a divorce?
I think, like, talking with them, like, kind of like counseling or, like, therapy, you know, just letting them know that, like, a lot of people go through it and, like, they're not the only one.
Kind of be there, be the shoulder for them to lean on.
Yeah, because I feel like most of those people don't have anyone to talk to during those times. They kind of feel alone because that was their, like, main partner.
So true. That's a great point.
David in Riverside, do you have any advice for me?
Oh, divorces are real hard. They can break friendships. I know when I was going through a divorce, it broke my friendship with my best friend.
Why is that?
It's hard. You lose friends. You lose people you know because they're on the opposite sides of the whole situation.
Oh.
Be open-minded and pay attention. It's not easy.
And maybe that's just it. You know, just let them talk. Get it out, because a lot of times you'll bottle up those emotions and then comes out in other ways.
And that's what that's exactly what I had said, was don't keep this all in. Mm-hmm. You know, I am one tap away, like, call me and get it out instead of letting it just kind of sit. And yeah, like you said,
you
don't want to do something you're going to regret. So, okay, this is great advice.
Yeah.
This is wonderful.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.